Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite Father Nicholas, a.k.a. the Frank Friar, reporting to you all from upstate New York. This is my last recording before I go back to the Bronx. And you know what? This is my 200th recording. And as I saw the number count and everything, it just, particularly now that I'm in a moment of transition getting ready to go back to the Bronx, I couldn't help but think, why was it I began this podcast? You know, this podcast has been going on since, I believe, August 2017, give or take, end of August, beginning of September, that sort of time frame. I enjoy podcasts. I don't watch much TV. I watch some YouTube, but I could just listen to podcasts a lot of time. Now, in that love, I said, why couldn't I make podcasts? And I talked to a friend of mine that's also a fraternity brother one summer, and I got the reality, I could do this. This is possible for me. And then I thought about, well, I'm a Carmelite friar. I'm a mendicant. Mendicants were known as itinerant preachers. They were street preachers. They stayed in the cities and preached Christ. And I got to think, well, what are those new streets out there in the world that I can and am being called to preach on? And the internet, the social media, Wild Wild West, seemed like a place where there could be a space for me to go out and to preach the good news. And according to the people, Breadbox Media now puts up my podcast and everything, you know, I'm getting good counts and stuff. You know, my ideas, my spiritual insights, all this sort of stuff that's been coming out of me in relationship to my growth in the Carmelite charism and my faith in Jesus Christ. I just have to say, it's been such a joyful experience. There's been time, like a week or two here, that I haven't had the podcast put out, but it's just been a point of gratitude, this Frank little micro podcast, 5 to 10 minutes, people can just carry with them, get one or two good grain of sustenance, spiritually speaking, of course, that they can carry with them and go back to and re-listen to. You know, I wanted to find a way to sort of get into a busy life and have people be able to just say, well, I can spare a couple minutes. I can let this in and allow the seeds from it to be planted in my heart as I seek how I can grow in deeper union with Jesus Christ. And I'm just so grateful for the feedback I've gotten over the years in relationship to this podcast and to people saying, oh yeah, I listen to your podcast. And then when I tell people and they compliment my preaching, I'm like, well, go to my podcast too if you want. And they're like, oh, you do a podcast? So I've got a lot of people going that way. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful ride. And I'm looking forward to months and years to come, God willing. You know, we know not the day nor the hour that we're called home. So I just wanted to use this 200th episode, if my tongue doesn't get twisted in a knot, to thank you all for your time. I know every minute of every second of every day is precious. You have a litany of other things that could probably take the place of listening to this podcast. But I thank you for your time. I thank you for your kind words and for your prayers. Even if you've never reached out and told me these things, I am grateful. Carmelites are known as teachers of prayer, and that is what I try to do in these podcasts. I try to be someone who has wrestled with a life of prayer, sharing forward that experience of wrestling and the fruit that has come forth from it to aid you in your life, to help you to grow in that intimacy that we speak about as a union with Christ in Carmelite language. So if you have ideas for me about possible topics in the future, if you have things that you want me to go back and maybe offer a different vignette upon, if you have things that you're struggling with and you wish that I would speak about, go to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There you can email me through that website, thefrankfriar.com, and give me these ideas. I get a lot of emails, so I can't reply to everybody. But no, I do my best to go through them. I'm the only one really doing this in my province right now. You were stretched kind of thin, and this is sort of my side project. So it's only me working on it, so I don't have a litany of people going through messages and et cetera. So if you have ideas, if you have comments, if you have different things you want me to go over, all these sort of things, go to my website, thefrankfryer.com, and send me your ideas. I hope my gratitude is coming through in this. I'm just so appreciative for people that even give a second. And when I say at the end of every podcast, know that I'll be praying for you, that is the truth. I pray every day for those that reach out and find me through these social media things that I do, that what I put out there, A, is always in line with the will of God, and B, may aid people where they're at in their lives. We hear a lot about accompaniment in the church right now. That's a common word and phrase that's within the Francis Pontificate. And I hope as you journey through life and you allow my podcast to be carried on your electronic devices, that I am able to accompany you in your life of prayer and in your life of devotion, so you can become more aware to the whispering presence of the Lord in your life, for He has called you forward by name in love. But sometimes our ears just aren't in a position to hear those calls of His. And we need to have that moment of journeying through like the desert in order to have our spiritual senses attuned to that whispering presence as Elijah did when he journeyed to Mount Horeb. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you, and may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing on my podcast, please make sure to check out my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find my blog posts, links to my Catholic Stand articles, you can find YouTube videos, you can find the other social media platforms that I use, and you can also email me through it. That is thefrankfryer.com. Thank you for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media, but today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.